Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan, Bobby Corella, All City, coming up at 4 o'clock. Here's Brian at the corner.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that. All right, going to focus in for my next gen look from these four games that we have coming up this weekend, and just kind of give you some, well, maybe some insights that you might need to think about as you're watching this football games or these football games. And I'll start with the Houston Texans at Kansas City, the Chiefs. This is the matchup to watch. The Texans pass rush first. Patrick Mahomes under pressure. The Texans have generated a league-high 39% pressure rate this season, including the playoffs. When generating pressure, the Texans have recorded 9 interceptions. That's the second most, and allowed a league-low 39% completion percentage this season through the wild card round. They're the only defense in the playoffs that was under 40% on completion percentage. Here's the matchup for them. The Chiefs have allowed pressure on 30% of their dropbacks this season. That's the 8th lowest in the NFL. But when pressured, Mahomes has averaged a career-low 5.6 yards per attempt. It's the 7th lowest in the league, but generated an 8-4 touchdown-to-interception ratio. So, pressure, key. You think that they'll be able to create? You think that the Texans will be able to create enough to affect Patrick Mahomes in this game?
Man, yes. But don't you have to get home and base? You know, you can't be sending extra guys. He's going to carve you up. You know?
Yeah, I would agree with that, but they've got two outstanding corners in Stingley and Lassiter.
Yep.
That they can match up outside pretty well if they wanted to do that. That's when Travis Kelce comes in. Can he then feast over the middle of the field like he's done so many times? But the tackles are the weakness for that offense so far this year for Kansas City. And Danielle Hunter, I mean, every week he was one of the top defensive ends in terms of win pressure rates, one, mm-hmm. and pressure on the quarterback. I mean, that's going to be – Jawan Taylor's going to have his hands full, and I expect Danielle Hunter to win the majority of those matchups.
I want to make the Chiefs have to run the ball incredibly well. You know, I don't want to give up any big plays. And I feel like if we ever go after him, we're opening the window for this is going to be the big play. I bet Texas wished they didn't go after Ohio State there at the end of the first half.
Mm.
That one play was backbreaking.
That screen was beautiful. Point.
Another little nugget to think about here. The Chiefs accumulated the third most yak run after catch this season at 2,489 yards. That's the 6th most yak per reception at 6.2. So, the Chiefs have averaged over at least 6 yards after a catch in all 7 of Patrick Mahomes' seasons as a starting quarterback. Here's the rub for the Texans, though. The Texans' defense has allowed the most yak per reception in NFL this season at 6.4. So, here we go. Kansas City, big-time team, run after catch. Texans, not so good at stopping the run after catch, so... But that's always kind of been the thing with Kansas City, right?
Definitely.
Run after catch.
And there's the screen game.
And there's, yeah, there you go.
I mean, they played like, what, a month ago? 27-19, Chiefs win. C.J. Stroud's throwing interceptions. You sack Mahomes one time. You don't even really have full Isaiah Pacheco at that point, but they will this time around.
Yep.
I don't see, I mean, I could see the Texans defense giving the Chiefs some fits, especially maybe dealing with a little rust being off for so long. But I don't see the Texans' offense putting up enough of a challenge to really make it a difference.
Commanders at the Lions. This is one's called Living on the Edge. Here's the nugget for you. Commanders have converted 20 of 23 fourth downs. That's 87%. It's the highest since 1991.
Yeah, it's a cheat code. Jaden Daniels has been unbelievably clutch, and his speed allow. I mean, he can just steal. I mean, we just see him go under center. It's fourth and two, and he just takes the under center snap and just runs to the sideline. He can beat everyone to the edge. First down.
You think this is one of those games, Sue? Do you think Dan Quinn stays aggressive?
Yes, even more so. Yes, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. He's not going to change.
Do you think he worries about his defense? Is that why he's?
Well, it's worrying about your defense, and it's also supreme confidence in your offense. You just gave the numbers: 87% conversion rate,
20 of 23
on fourth down.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
Yeah, you've got two coaches here that I think are going to be very, very aggressive.
Might not see a punt in the whole game.
Yeah, and Dan Quinn and Dan Campbell. Because, I mean, Jaden Daniels has been best in the game in the fourth quarter and overtime. 12 touchdowns. Nobody else has as many. So clutch situations, fourth downs, and then late in the game, Jaden Daniels is among the best. And Dan Campbell has lived on the edge his entire time as a head coach.
All right, Chief, here's one for you for the Rams-Phillies game. The Philly Eagles.
Bryce Harper is going to have a night.
I'm
putting in the call. Yeah. Prize picks.
Three dongs.
Chief, you're bringing this up because of the offense and what Kellen Moore or lack of. But here's one for you.
Okay.
A.J. Brown recorded just 7 deep receptions for 279 yards this season. Both the fewest since he joined the Eagles in 2022.
Oof.
Jalen Hurts threw the deep ball just 9% of his attempts. That's the 12th lowest rate in the league and is lowest in the career. Is that a Kellen Moore factor, or is that just Jalen Hurts not wanting to throw deep balls?
Well, I mean, when it's the lowest of a career, you try to look for the thing that has changed in Kellen.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More being on the sideline is the difference there. So maybe it's some Jalen Hurts and lack of confidence. Maybe some of it is being coached into him. Play conservative. Hey, we got a really awesome defense. We have an awesome rushing attack. Let's not risk anything. But at some point, that puts a ceiling on you when you go up against the big dogs of the sport. So maybe it's this week, maybe it's next week, but the Eagles passing game is ultimately what will be their demise.
Yeah, I don't think there's any way you can slice it that doesn't put the majority of the blame on Kellen Moore. You know, I think it's notable Kellen Moore cut his teeth as a coach under Jason Garrett, who was obsessed with not turning the ball over. Right. I think he neutered Dak early in his career and had him playing too safe. That was the complaint, you know, and I think the explanation for why the route tree was so basic and had so many comebacks and curls was, you know, we want to give the guy a clean target and not risk throwing in between levels. That's where the big plays are made. So I think it's Kellen Moore's impact. The thing I don't want to rule out is that just not turning it over, if you have a defense in a run game, can win you an insane amount of games. And maybe, you know, if you get down in the second half, you do put the ball in the air more. But until we're threatened and we're down in the fourth quarter, I might continue with this just because I don't have that great of an appreciation for Hurts. I think you could easily throw 2 picks in the first half and get you beat.
This is going to be all about that Eagles run game. Like, Barkley tore him up, 255 yards, couple of touchdowns, averaged 9 a carry. Hurts ran the ball 12 times himself. So if the Rams can stop the Eagles' ground game, which is the reason they lost the first matchup, they're going to go to the NFC Championship game.
Rams offense featured motion on 82% of their plays this season. That's the second highest rate in the NFL. Matthew Stafford recorded the second most passing yards in the league on plays with motion, 3,123. While Puka Nacua recorded the most receiving yards in the league on plays he was sent in motion, 457. Here's your matchup. The Eagles' defense allowed the fewest yards per play in the NFL against plays with motion, 4.7. However, in Week 12, the Eagles allowed 6.6 yards per play when the Rams used motion, third most this season.
Yeah, you got to be really good at it. You know, I think that's what we learned about the Cowboys last year is even when they tried motion, they couldn't execute. You know, you're creating leverage and you're creating angles, but your offensive linemen have to be dominant, physical, and athletic enough to go get in those positions quickly, you know, to take advantage of the defense leaning the other way. So, I mean, salute to Sean McVay and everybody he's coached mm-hmm. for being so great at coaching that across at a very extended period of time. Now we're coming up on a decade with a major evolving cast. So all new skill players, all new offensive linemen back at him again.
Defense completely retooled.
Yeah.
Here's something with the Baltimore Raven Buffalo Bill matchup for you. Following the Bills' Week 12 bye, Von Miller generated 19 pressures on 79 pass rush, good for a league-high 24% pressure rate over that span. It included a 32% on third downs. He's aligned on the left edge 266 of his 267 snaps this season. That's a matchup against Roger Rosengarten. Rosengarten allowed 12% pressure rate this season. That's the fourth highest right tackle among 37 players with at least 200 pass blocking attempts. Is that going to be a pressure point problem for the Ravens? Rosengarten versus Von Miller to that side.
Von Miller time, man. Playoff Von. There is something about that. He seems to really, really turn it on. Got some pressure against Bo Nix early in that game. I do believe that Von Miller is going to make sure that his presence is known and Lamar Jackson is feeling him anytime he drops back.
Just run right at him.
Yeah. And the final thing is James Cook. This is about Buffalo. James Cook ran to the weak side of the formation 56% of his carries this season. It's the highest rate in the NFL. He averaged 1.7 yards per contact carry on runs directed to the weak side, compared to just 1 point yards per four contact per carry on runs directed to the strong side of the formation. 8 touchdown runs on his carries directed to the weak side, with a fourth most in the NFL. Here we go. The Ravens defense allowed the fourth fewest runs per carry, yards per carry, 3.6, and a league low 28% success rate on carries directed to the weak side. Is this something that the Bills are going to have to change? Is the Ravens going to convince them you're going to have to go strong side because they're playing so well on the weak side of their defense?
Yeah. I mean, there's certainly a chance that'll be best on best, and let's see who wins. But at some point, you'll have to have a change up there if you're Joe Brady, if it's not working for you. But that rushing attack right now, they're going heavy personnel. They're putting a sixth lineman out there on the line, and James Cook is running his rear end off. So that's going to be – I cannot wait for that game, dude.
I'm looking forward to seeing if, in fact, how well that the Buffalo will run the football in this game. I mean, I'm interested because, like I say – the weak side stuff is great. You mentioned the heavy formation stuff that they've done has been really, really good. But I think that the Ravens, they have got to find a way to play run defense in this game. I don't think they can let Buffalo, you know, run at them and expect to win this football.
Well, and I do feel like Buffalo has no shot if they can't stop Derrick Henry, right?
Yeah, and it's both sides of the ball here.
Henry crushed him
I think Buffalo is going to need to run in this football game.
Well, thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Krusty's Corner every afternoon, 3:40 here in the nation. Bobby Corella, we'll talk Mavs with him coming up next here on The Fan.